so happy we're doing this.
Me too.
Same. Shelly flew in all the way from Geneva
for this just guesting.
Just for this.
This has been highly anticipated in the Paano Ba To universe.
Talaga ba?
Highly anticipated. Isa lang naman nag-reply. Podcast episode, please.
Hello, supers! This is Paano Ba To The Podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. And I'm so happy because we are back here in the studio, and actually, it's the first time that I will get to record a podcast episode in person with three of my closest friends, Lynn, Anna, and Shelly. Now, if you're familiar with the podcast and you watch the YouTube videos, I'm sure kilala nyo na sila. But if not, this episode will be a great introduction, especially because it's Women's Month. So yeah, let's get right to it. So for the benefit of those who are new to this friendship, I would like to introduce to you Lynn, Anna, and Shelly. Hindi pala ako mag-introduce. Kayo pala mag-introduce. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
Tell everyone a bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Anna. I'm a marine conservationist.
Hi, I'm Shelly. I'm a humanitarian and an organizational development specialist.
Hi, I'm Lynn. I'm an educator and a women empowerment advocate.
Oh, see? Ganda. Galing na friends ko, dog. Okay, I love this. I love that this is happening. This is actually a seeing it plan from just dinner plan. So thank you. And there's no way I would rather have a first episode for Women's Month than this.
Than your main Berkana, TM.
Yes, thank you so much.
Modest yung ano mo.
Oo nga eh.
Okay, so Women's Month episode and... The topic we agreed on was about how to find your tribe or how to find your group.
Hindi yan yung pinag-agreean ko.
Hindi yan yung
prompt. Bakit may iba yung question?
How to find your group of girls who really have your back, who you can trust, who are there for you. Kasi when I post about it, for example, on my personal socials, or for example, I talk about it on Paano Ba To, I get that question a lot na parang, but how do you know?
Mm.
Or how do you find that? So, I guess that's what we'll try to answer today. Mm-hmm. Who wants to go first?
Wait lang, can you clarify the question? How do you know what? That they are the women you can trust?
How do you find that? How do you know that they're the women? I guess parang paano mo malalagay yung sarili mo sa sitwasyon na yun ang nakapaligid na tao sa iyo.
So how do you curate the kind of people you surround yourselves with?
Curate ba is the word? Paano lang nila hanapin? Paano ba to, guys? Paano ba?
Oo. Paano nila hanapin?
Alam ko na. Paano ba sila magkakaroon ng main
Berkada TM.
Okay. And I think another good question to ask is how do you maintain those friendships?
Yes.
Especially when you get older and priorities change. Because I was thinking about the question, how you find it. And for us, we were brought together by a leadership group. So it was a common interest that we had. And then for, I guess, our other friends, it was school or maybe like a hobby that you did growing up. But there was that singular thing that intentionally brought us together.
Right. By the way, ang ganda ng boses mo sa
mic.
Ganyan talaga pag-trained singer.
I mean, your voice has always been nice, but ito ibang iba. Level hearing it here. Wow. The clarity.
Okay, magmamodulate.
Laya sa longa.
That said,
yeah, okay.
Diba? So that was what brought us together. But a good question is also, how do you sustain and maintain those friendships?
Mm.
So sagutin muna natin yung first.
Yes, yes.
O paano?
I think it's definitely more difficult to make new friends as an adult.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because again, like Anna mentioned, when you're younger, there's a natural habitat, I guess, where
school.
You find, yes, exactly, school.
Clubs.
So it's easier to find like-minded people.
Bakit? When you said clubs, bakit pumasok na yung
isa? Tugs.
Hindi, tugs.
Wondering, meron din ako naging barkada na because of
clubs. Oo naman. Fiamma Fresh Friday as well.
Overtone. Kailan yun? Tuesdays ba yun?
Sige na. Tuesdays. Alam na natin kung anong generation.
Oo nga, pwede pa cut yun. Yes, so there are natural habitats where you find friends. But then as you get older, it's more difficult. Like, for example, in a workplace, it's not that every person you work with, you'll share the same values or you'll share the same interest, right? But I think, to me, what's been helpful is having that openness and that curiosity about other people. I love my story of how Liz Lanuzo, I think maybe you know her. So she and I, we met through a common friend, and then we also invited her for She Talks Asia. And then, you know, like, we would just randomly message each other. And then one day she just messaged me, "Hi, do you want to try tennis?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure." I've never played tennis in my life, and I really suck at it. But now we have an every other Wednesday tennis club. And we, I mean, this just started like a few months ago. So I do think that openness and curiosity help.
Being game.
Yeah, being game. And you know,
being gay.
I mean, that's also fun.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah.
Pwede rin. What comes to mind when you said that, it parang sometimes as adults, when you meet someone for the first time, meron na tayong, as much as we don't want to be judgers, meron tayong,
oh, we are always judged.
Yeah, ganyan, diba? So that super helps. I mean, many people have surprised me na hindi pala siya maarte, or hindi pala siya mayabang, bait pala siya.
Yeah, that is a challenge, no? Parang how do you make sure that you don't let your first impressions of people, which are often wrong, by the way, get in the way of you making friends with them.
Tama.
Mahirap pala yung question. Parang nung nag-chat tayo, parang
madali na.
As someone who, I mean, living abroad and then uprooting yourself from the community that you have, I need to be more deliberate about looking for friends. And I remember at one point I said, bago pa lang ako nun living abroad, I said, do I really need to make friends? I have amazing friends. And okay,
thank
na
you.
Ako. You're welcome. Thank you. But yeah, this whole being curious about other people and being open, hindi mo naman kailangan silang i-friend agad. Yeah. Right? So if there's, kunyari, in a romantic relationship, kung may spark, you feel like there's your wavelength that you'd like to enjoy exploring a bit more, then you can cultivate it. There are also other people, because this is a common topic among adult immigrants, na paano ako magkaka-friend, paano ako magkaka-barkada. Some of them are super deliberate, so they would go on Bumble friend app, Bumble friend feature. Tapos, it's really like, do you want to be my friend? And do you want to hang out? It's as if you're a child in a kindergarten playground, and gusto mo maging friend. And then, kung wala, after a couple of times of having coffee or, I don't know, cross-stitching, something, hindi mo naman kailangan, walang pilitan magpatuloy, which is, I think, also the joy of being an adult. You know already what works for you and what doesn't. So, push mo lang yan kung gusto mo. Tapos kung wala, it was a good experience getting to know another human being.
Yeah, true.
Totoo, no? Ang hirap pala ng question. Like, we're only on how to make friends as an adult, but ibang level yung how to find someone or attract someone or be with someone na maaasahan.
Yeah.
But maybe the question is also, how can you be one?
Yes, that's nice.
So it's if you're looking for that person na, or that group of people na, what can I get from them? Ikaw din. Ano bang,
what can you give?
Anong ambag mo, girl?
Like, would you consider yourself as someone that other people can count on? Oh, that's nice. I love that.
Thank you. Ibig sabihin ba, when we're that type of friend, that's also the type of friend we attract?
I feel we stick to people whose values we can relate to or whose values we resonate with. So, to that point, if you're someone who is trustworthy or someone who's considerate and someone who, you know, is dependable as a friend, someone who makes an effort to keep in touch, then I also feel that the kind of people you'll attract or the kind of people who'll stay are those who see that these are the values that they want for themselves.
Yeah.
And make an effort for you in the same, parang it's a two-way thing. So you make an effort for them, they'll make an effort for you. Effort.
So I just have a quick anecdote. So one of my friends from La Union, he's the type who's not really very verbal about love. In fact, he it tends to be emotionally unavailable. Mm. And then because he's surrounded by people.
Three syllables. Long.
Let's not guess who this person is. But yeah, but because he was surrounded during the pandemic by people who were very verbal about, you know, I love you, you're such a great friend. Now, like recently, during Christmas, he messaged me, Merry Christmas, I love you.
Aww, he's so cute. Character development.
Yes.
There's also value, so much value in knowing who you are and what kind of friend you want to be. Because I've been thinking about this a lot. And in every friend group, you play different roles. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the type of person who always says, when are we going to see each other for dinner? Let's have brunch. Ako yung nag-aayos ng mga instances for us to go out. And there are some people who just like to show up mm-hmm. and not plan anything. Mm-hmm. And you can't take that against each other. Because you have to understand that some people are just not the type na sila yung sumusuyo. Mm. Yeah, ganon, di ba? Like what you're saying, like some people are not nonverbal, for example. So you have to, like, in terms of like the languages of love, kailangan alamin mo rin what the other person appreciates and what you can give.
Yeah. I remember you telling me before na you realize that I'm not the kind of friend who is very good at keeping touch online. But then when we're together, you have 100% of my attention.
Yes. And are you trying to defend yourself?
No. In public. Recorded.
No, but then I realized when you said that. So you said that about me and Anya.
Yeah.
Our other best friend. And then when Anya and I heard that from Anna, we realized, oh, Anna, that she really likes it when people send her voice notes.
Yeah.
So we made more of an effort.
Yes. Oh. I always say that they're my most improved friends when it comes to keeping in touch.
Yeah, no. So I guess adjusting to what you know each other likes or parang making an effort in the direction that you know will be appreciated by the friend you want to get closer to. Parang is a big deal. While you were talking kanina, may isa din ako naisip na parang what reveals the type of friend who will have your back or who is really someone you can trust is when they can tell you hard things and you can talk about hard things. Because that's what I feel the three of you have brought to my life that I don't have in my other circles. That's hard, to have hard conversations. But I guess that reveals na parang, oh, grabe, kaya naming pag-usapan yun, or kaya niya ako i-real talk, or... Diba? That reveals a lot for me.
Which we usually begin with, as a true friend, may kailangan tayong pag-usapan.
Yeah.
But it also speaks to how much trust you give each other. Because you wouldn't have that real talk. You wouldn't take it well if you didn't know that it comes from a place of love. Mm-hmm. And it comes from a place of genuine, I care about you. Someone needs to tell you this because I don't know who else is going to tell you this. And this is because I care. Mm. Yeah. Mm. This is not to bring you down, not to make you feel bad, but maybe hindi mo lang to nakita.
Yeah. We always use that, no? As a true friend, or when we see some other person randomly online do something, wala ba tong true friend?
Oh!
Sinasabi sa kanya na...
I-delete mo yan.
Grabe.
Pinost. Oo. So, aside from having tough conversations or hearing what you need to hear kahit mahirap, what have you seen are markers of people you know, this person's in my corner.
One that comes to mind is understanding that, acknowledging that friendship happens through a space of time, and then within that space of time, nagkakaiba-iba kayo ng life phases. So someone gets married, has children, moves abroad, and syempre there's grief in that. Na the person that who's always been in your corner and you've always been in their corner for biglang nag-iba ng whether their personality or just their life phase. I think it's called, what was it? Something grief. A kind of grief.
Anticipatory?
Dadating, babalikan.
parang unexplainable grief. Anyway, babalik siya. Text ko.
Uh-uh.
So a marker for me is that you understand that for each other and you're able to say na also na, okay, in this moment, baka sobra akong just all about my children.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you understand. And it's not always easy to check ourselves. I mean, if we could all check ourselves, what's the point of having other people give you feedback? So that's one. And then also, tigil muna ako, kayo muna. Ano ko na sinabi? As a self-aware person.
Ito na yun, practicing self-awareness. Di naman super haba yun. Okay, okay lang. Siya.
So tuloy ko.
Okay lang.
So one is, ayun nga na you understand na life has different phases. So your friends may be in a different phase at the moment. So intindihin yung isa't isa.
Mm.
And then at the same time, kung kunyari, 10 years ka na, because I was with a group of women who were in their 60s. So kunyari, several years ka na, or decades ka nang may asawa and happily married, and then one of your friends, iba yung life path, single, whatever. We cannot impose on each other what is an ideal life. We can only support each other for the phases that we're in. And I feel that when we're like that for each other, that's a marker of true friendship for me, which is not, true friend was not what you used.
Pero ang ganda.
Thank you.
I like that, imposing.
You know what I realized as I got older? I think sometimes you also place so many expectations on our friend, on our friends, to the point that, of course, some of them won't meet those expectations and they'll end up disappointing you, right? And I think that happened for me when many of my friends had children. And of course, you kind of feel left out, right? Because they all of a sudden they have their own group chats, and then you know they
own
have their
get-togethers.
They have their own get-togethers,
children's parties.
Yeah, they have their own children's parties, which you're not always invited to. And of course, you understand. So I think for me, of course, there were times when I felt bad and I felt left out. But then I realized it's because there was that expectation that things will be the same, but they shouldn't be, right? And then. But it doesn't matter because the friendship takes on another form. And that's what I've come to embrace. So our friendship is different. It's not necessarily not as deep as the others. It's just it's different. And you find confidence and grace and happiness knowing that we have that unique connection.
I like that.
I know that someone has my back and is a true friend if there's something that happens to me and I share it, and then the joy feels doubled and the grief feels divided. Guys, pwede mong ilagay sa papel ng roti.
Ang cross-stitch yun.
Ang cross-stitch. Diba?
Baon niya ni Anna.
Ito na yung art
sinulat
card
sa
ng
notes.
Episode. Sasabihin ko ito mamaya. May namemorize po dito.
Joy feels doubled and grief feels divided.
Ito na, ito na. Moment ko na.
Habang sa traffic.
And also knowing what joy and grief is to the person. So, I was thinking about this example. When, say, Philippine Seas, which is the org I run, when it turned 10 years, Shelly sent me a cake. And it was one of the sweetest things that any... Yuck ako. Wow.
But because, like...
Wow, you're such a great friend.
Yeah. Because, like, I don't have kids. So... Yeah. And that's a choice. And also, I don't celebrate my birthday. I'm not a big birthday person. But SBS turning 10 to me was like, wow. And it was during the pandemic. And then suddenly I got this cake. And I was like, why is there a cake in May?
Oh.
And then not like, you know, Valentine's or my birthday. Yeah. But that to me just spoke to, wow, she really knows what matters to me. So, thank you.
Ang ganda noon.
That's so
okay,
nice.
Okay, anong next anniversary? Anong anniversary this May? Magpapadala tayo ensaymada? Or ano? No, that... Yeah, prima I remember us forwarding that na parang in a girl group.
Wow, girl group.
Among girl friends. Dapat career milestones na celebrate. And that's so true. I love that. Galing noon. Gandang tip noon. One thing I was thinking about also was, and we talk about this a lot, is how women are, as we grow up, conditioned to compete against each other, compare each other. And I'm so lucky that when we all met in, I mean, re-met in 2012, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, 2011, 2012.
Parang I never felt that. Aside from the obvious reason that we're all in different spaces, parang there was no, oh my gosh, kinakas, magaling ako. In fact, sa galing ninyong tatlo, I was inspired to improve and be better. So I guess my question is, how do you decondition or uncondition yourself to not compete but instead empower or be inspired? Or because that's kind of hard to unlearn.
Yeah, that's really hard, especially the scarcity mindset that we were talking about. Na if one person is successful, does it take away from your success? And it took me a long time to realize na hindi pala, there's space for all of us here. Maybe not at the same time or maybe not in the same level, but okay lang yun. So, hindi ko masasagot yung tanong.
Yun,
no? Ako, hindi ako nag-TV host kasi alam kong kaibina yun.
Wow!
Yun lang talaga yung dahilan. I feel that when you love, because you love your friends, right? I'm deeply in love with my friends. I cannot imagine competing with them for whatever success it is, whether it's an award or a space, a publishing an article, parang go do this. Yeah. This is great. So hindi ko rin masasagutin.
We're just not that.
Ikaw pag-asa natin, Lynn. Sige nga.
Lynn na.
Okay, I think it's important.
Baka mag-yong statistics.
According to research, how do you unlearn it? I think it's important to acknowledge that you're feeling it. I think that it should start there first and foremost. I think, Shelly, you're very lucky that you've never felt jealous of your friends. But I do think it's more common among people. And again, the scarcity mindset. And also, because we're conditioned to place our value on how men prize us also. Mm. That's why women try to, you know, when you dress up, they say that you're not dressing up for other men. You're dressing up for other women. Like, so because you want to look more attractive, more desirable, right? So I do think maybe the way to unlearn that is to really understand that our worth is not based on what other people place on us. And that our worth is actually not even based on our success. Diba? You're a 10 regardless of what you're going through. And maybe if you start there, then you don't see other people anymore as competition. But every time you do, I think, again, you try to reflect on, okay, so I'm feeling this way, but it's up to me, how am I gonna enable it? Or am I gonna ask myself, okay, but maybe this should translate into inspiration rather than me seeing them as competition.
Actually, two things came to mind when you said, I'm lucky that I haven't, sorry. Two things came to mind when you said, I'm lucky that I don't need to be jealous of friends. One is, that reminds me that we always have to check what privileges we have. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe the system is working for us, and maybe that's why there are, I read that somewhere, I can't take credit for it. And so, baka naman din pwede nating pansinin, when does the system not work for our friends, and how can we be there to support them? And then the other is, I actually have been jealous of a friend. I'm reminded of an incident where, so it's a group of friends, di kayo guys.
Salamat.
And then it felt as if one was being favored professionally because the system worked for them.
Right.
And I felt that was being taken advantage of. And it was so painful because our relationship with each other is friendship. So parang, what's happening to the sisterhood now that you're getting... now that one is getting benefits, parang biglang, hindi na pala, okay lang pala na you are slighted or you are left behind. And I was not, I mean, I'm not, as humans, we're not always the best at handling these things, especially when we're trained to suppress our feelings or keep it inside for, you know, that good girl mentality. It took a long while before I was able to express that this is actually hurtful. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it worked out, but I wish I had confronted that better, trusting that the friendship, that the love of the friendship would sustain the difficulty of the conversation.
Hmm. Something came to mind na rin. Wow, bigla na lang marami na palang ambag. I think in environment, in the space that I work in, there are very few female-founded organizations. And I've formed really good friendships with some of them. Like one of my friends leads an NGO in Siargao, and people were saying, is she like your competition? And I'm like, first of all, what would I get out of competing with this person? Mm. Two, we all want the same vision. We all want to reach the same goal, which to have clean seas, whatever. So, makikipag-away pa ba ako, di ba? Let's just share each other's resources. And that's what we've done to each other. Mm-hmm. Where we refer each other. We always like compliment each other. We're so supportive of each other. Kasi nga, konti na lang tayo, mag-away pa ba tayo, di ba? Yeah. Ano pa yan?
Yeah. Actually, something came to mind. Wow.
Ang daming coming to mind.
You're welcome, everyone.
Thanks, I think Lynn. That I felt jealous for sure. I felt like something's a competition for sure. Pero nawala yon or nabawasan yon once I became more confident in what I have to offer, what I have to give. Because pag ganon, you clearly see that you're not competing because you appreciate how everyone is so different.
Yeah.
Especially, for example, in the space I work with, TV. Daming pwedeng female hosts. But, like, when I realized, alam ko exactly kung sino ako and what I have to offer. Mm. So, sobra kong hindi competition yung iba kasi hindi ako funny. Hindi ako...
Funny ka naman minsan. Minsan!
As a true friend.
ang para sa akin, yung mga reading of numbers, mga ganyan, mga data, serious, talking about serious issues. Like, I know exactly where I meant. And so, I feel like, as a woman, when you find kung saan ka, the sense of, yun nga, yung scarcity or parang wanting to compete, nawawala kasi you can then genuinely cheer for other women to do well as well. Kasi nga, to your point earlier, lahat talaga tayo, we have our own space. And mas masaya kaya kapag you cheer each other, like, you rise together, literally. Yeah. Like, imagine us ng 2012, mga bubuit lang tayo, and pagkatas na, wow!
I remember one of your podcast listeners messaged me after she heard one of our episodes where you interviewed me about like not having children, and she said, I hope you don't mind me asking, but di mo ba nararamdaman na naiwanan ka because you don't have like a husband or children? And I said, depende naman yun kung ano yung hinahabol mo. Mm-hmm. Because if your finish line is to have children and mm-hmm. get married, then yes, you will feel like iniwanan ka. But if it's not, then it's not. But that's also about being confident in the space of competition with women. Do you feel like iniwan ka ng friend mo or whatever? Pero depends eh, di ba? Kung ano ba talaga yung, what are you after?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Saan ka nakatingin?
Saan ka nakatingin?
And then on. And that's a journey naman you have to take on your own. Because that's more self-awareness, yes. Self-worth, self-confidence, which is another episode, honestly, altogether. Yeah.
Stay tuned. Kami pa din yung yes.
Sure, call. Siguro just to wrap this episode up, wow, bitin na bitin, but there will be a part two, hopefully, sometime soon.
Ambiguous grief. I remembered it now.
Oh, wow, ambiguous grief.
Bago natapos.
Okay. It came to you right on time. Yeah, siguro just to end this because nga it's Women's Month and we want to celebrate not just being a woman but the power of finding that girl group for you. Any last words, advice, or tip you can give on yun nga, having or finding that safe space for you?
I'd like to start.
Oh.
Wow. No, I think we have to be more forgiving of our friends. Every person has their own shortcomings, and there will be times when your friends will disappoint you, and there will be times when your friends will hurt you. And I think that sometimes kasi we tend to close the friendship immediately. But I think based on my experience, because I've had very, very painful experiences with friends wherein like I found out someone was, you know, saying things that were not necessarily nice about me.
Name names. Joke.
So sunugin ko.
Si ano? Sinabi? No, but instead of immediately closing that door, I actually made an effort to sit down with that friend, and then we talked, and you know where the other person is coming from, and you realize that sometimes, again, it also comes from a place of love at times, which is, but it did take a while for that friendship to be repaired again. Mm. But I think what I appreciated about the decision that I took was that I'm still gonna be open to repairing that friendship. And you know what? We're back. I'd say we're not like as close as before, but I think we're pretty close again. And I'm really glad that I didn't close that door, because again, you know, time heals a lot of things. People also mature. You overcome many of your demons. And I still think that a person can enrich your life. And maybe it's easy for us to label them as villains, but then again, you realize at the end of the day, you know, sometimes we're heroes, sometimes we're villains in other people's stories, and it's just a matter of, I guess, finding that path wherein you can be okay and be more forgiving of other people's shortcomings. Of course, they're non-negotiables. Ah. Like, I remember, sabi ni B sa akin, wag mo lang jowain yung jowa ko.
The right? Golden rule.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously, there are non-negotiables, but I guess, yun nga, not necessarily closing it just because a person hurt you.
Sama mauna.
I love it.
Sige, ikaw na.
By the way, my husband said, mag-agree na naman kayo with each other. Oh. So, sabi ko, feeling ko hindi.
Oh, hindi. Ito na. Ayun, oh, yeah, ako rin, sige.
The
challenge.
Yes to being forgiving, and yes to being gracious as humans. And my tip would be to hold each other to higher standards.
Mm.
Because as we will fail, I mean, we always fail on a day-to-day basis. There's, you know, there are a number of times. But you cannot, we should not be the kulugo to each other. Mm. Lalo na kasi nga, magkakaibigan tayo. So make that effort to be better. If you need to take space because right now is not the time, or you need to take space because you feel hurt from what has happened, that's absolutely fine. You don't have to be friends consistently. Have the courage to have that conversation, what you need, what you cannot handle at the moment, and then keep the door open. This I agree with, but yeah. And then the other was on women in competition. The system that we are against is not each other. It's a bigger patriarchal
so good,
society.
Yes.
So we are all, the competition is the social constructs. Tayo yung talo together. So pag nakipaglaban tayo sa isa't isa, that system is winning. Yes. Hindi tayo. It's not one over the other. So we just need to remember that we're in this together, and maybe when we're trying to compete with each other, we're not actually winning. So it's better that we team up and try to help each other be more successful in whatever ways that is.
Pag-cross-stitch din yan.
It's giving Papel Melrotti energy.
Baka naman, Papel Melrotti.
Sponsored na naman.
Yung naisip ko sa sinabi ni Lynn, I think I'm more with Shelly on this because I have an Olympic medal in holding grudges and FO, friendship overing people who I feel don't deserve that space in my life. But I think that's also
what being a good friend is. Mm-hmm. And to what you said about holding each other to higher standards, it's that. Like, you want to... First, you have to be the friend that you want others, right, to be mm-hmm. to you, and vice versa. You want your friends to be, like, the kind of friend that you want to be.
Yeah.
So if you feel like they did not do something, or they did something that hurt you, that they know would hurt you, I think if you can't talk to each other about that, and then you can't work through it, it's okay to let friends go.
For sure, yeah. Definitely.
Friendship breakups are also very difficult, but yeah, they're part of weeding out.
If not harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also part of, to the question of how do you know who your tribe is, it's kind of also like the survival of the fittest. As you evolve, as the seasons of your life and the seasons of your friendship mm-hmm. change, there are really friends that mm-hmm. are not going to be there. Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because then you're left with the people who you really want to surround yourself with and be intentional with.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add that, I guess that was my point about parang to me, that's why there's just a distinction that we don't need to vilify them,
yeah,
right? Mm. Like, they don't need to be in your life, mm. but they also don't need to be villains.
Okay.
You get it? Sige. Like, parang you can break up with them if you feel like you no longer share the same values. But to me, there's also a lot of grace that comes out of being able to be at peace with the breakup, yeah, with a friend.
Yeah. And your anger.
Yes, it's actually more for you than for the friend, mm. right? Because if you continue to vilify them, then you're gonna keep on, that anger will keep on festering.
Yeah. So you have to accept na, galit pala ako, this crossed my boundary, this is not what is good for each other. Okay lang yun. Yeah. Ikaw na.
Turn mo na.
Okay, hindi, siguro to wrap up, because I think, yes, Miguel, we've all agreed on all fronts. No, but para siyang, I guess the way you find your tribe or your group na you can depend on is in that journey of having several circles, different friends, meeting new people, falling out of friendship with other people, you'll know. Medyo parang love. Or if just like you're attracted to someone and you have a crush on someone, I feel like there's something like that with friendship also.
Mm-hmm. Because it is love.
Oh, true din naman. There's something that draws you in. And I guess the only way to find out if this person is your tribe is if you lean in and then they lean in too. And then, you know, you go on the journey. Kumbaga, similarly to love, and I just had this on a recent Valentine episode na parang hindi ka handang magmahal kung hindi ka handang masaktan. And I think same with friendships. Susugal ka eh. You'll see, is this person like pang forever na friend or pang season lang na friend? And you won't really find them if you're not out there to even try to be close to other people. So just lean in and see and who might be there for the long haul.
Just thanks like for being you, girl.
Yeah. Thanks for leaning in.
Thanks for leaning in.
Bakit bumubulong lahat?
Thanks for being part of the long haul journey.
Yeah. Yeah. Maganda kasi yung mic, kaya we're leaning in.
Thank you, B.
Oh. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you, girl. Thanks.
I love you. Happy Women's Month.
Happy Women's Month. And that is it for this episode. As always, I would love to hear what you think. Please do post about it and tag me at I Am Super Bianca on Instagram, Instagram Stories, and Twitter. And in case you aren't yet, please do follow Paano Ba To on Instagram and tag us too. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. Please do click the follow button and the bell button so that you're notified every time there's a new episode. And also, if you like this episode, please click the 5-star rating for us. We also have our community of supers in our private Facebook group, the Paano Ba To Super Group. So once again, thank you for joining me. This is Paano Ba To, the podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. Till our next episode, stay super, supers!